Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 15, 11 to 24. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 24. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." My theme for reflection is the scandal of the running God. The scandal of the running God. I recently watched a video of a dog who, after being lost for months, saw its owner walking toward it across a park. The dog froze for a moment, as if unable to believe it, then launched itself with joy straight into the owner's arms. There is something universal in the joy of homecoming after separation. And that is the heart of Luke 15, 11 to 24, a story we know as the parable of the prodigal son. But perhaps a better name is the parable of the running father. The younger son's request was unthinkable in Jesus' culture. Asking for his inheritance while his father lived was equivalent to saying, "I wish you were dead." In Poet and Peasant, Kenneth Bailey notes, "In all of Middle Eastern literature, no son ever makes such a request except in Jesus' parable." Jesus' audience would have gasped. Yet the father in the story does the unimaginable. He grants the son the freedom to live. God's love respects even our freedom to reject him. The far country delivers unknown of its promises. What seemed like adventure becomes desperation. The son reduced to feeding pigs, a job repulsive to any Jew, finally came to himself. C.S. Lewis once said, "You cannot go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." The prodigal makes a plan to return, but his idea of repentance is still rooted in control. He will confess and work to repay his debt as a hired servant. But then comes the breathtaking twist. The father runs. In that culture, dignified men never run. Aristotle observed, great men never run in public. Yet here is the father humiliating himself, racing to reach his son before the village can condemn him. The son starts his rehearsed speech, but he never gets to the part about earning his way back. The sheer force of the father's embrace and kisses shatters any notion of earning grace. The rope, the ring, and shoes restore not just his place, but his identity. He is a son, not a servant. Karl Barth once described grace as the event of God coming to us in our lostness, finding us and lifting us into fellowship with himself. That is exactly what happens here. The father holds nothing back. The fattened calf means the whole village is invited to share in the reconciliation. Grace throws a party. For us today, this parable is more relevant than ever. Many wander into far countries of their own, chasing approval, success, pleasure, or freedom on their own terms. They end up isolated, exhausted, and spiritually starving. The great news of the gospel is that we do not have to walk our way back into God's favor. We simply have to turn toward home. When we do, the Father is already running. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have I tried to earn my place with God instead of receiving his grace? Number two, and who around me might need to experience a taste of that same grace through my compassion and forgiveness? And now our practical exercise for the day. Consider extending unexpected kindness to someone who doesn't deserve it or to yourself. Let grace surprise someone as the Father surprised the prodigal. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love that waits patiently and runs recklessly to welcome us home. Forgive us for trying to earn what you freely give. Teach us to reflect your extravagant grace to others, knowing we were first embraced by you. May we rejoice at every homecoming. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.